Hello.
You guys getting extra stuff because I was late?
Oh, in the real campaign? Is Josh God? I end up paying Josh $100, and you guys don't get to have fun anymore. I'll pay $50 that Mike has to talk in a high-pitched kid voice. Like how Mike always had an extreme now. Just. Yeah, now every time I'm like I see a construct thing, I'm like, I can't take it. He's gonna be prepared for this. Do you guys remember in campaign one where we came across like I think like fish that had like they were like praying to like a fish god or something, and we just killed them? Yeah. We're like, wow, this is crazy, some primitive situation. Fucking kill them. Would it have been cannibalism to eat them? But I feel like merfolk eat fish. So, tech eight dragons on Earth. Did you get his Robo kitty litter? That's a good cat. It is. Yeah, I turned mine off too. Did you get any toys for the cat? Yeah. I know. When I've had cats that are a little older, they still like, they'll sometimes use the stick, but they just want you to do it above them. And they'll just kind of lay there. And sometimes they'll watch and sometimes they'll play. But they like, it's more with cats, I heard it described as you really just got to get them into it. Like they got to buy in. So like there's got to be a little bit of flair, a little bit of like, why does this stick need to be attacked type of thing? Is it annoying? And another thing I will also note is if you play, if you do play, and then you give them a treat afterwards, it symbolizes like end of hunt. So it can sometimes help them calm down. So play, treat, groom, done. They'll be really rested.
Same thing. It's basically the same thing. Also, not to gloss over it, I hope your grandfather is all right. My grandma had to move to one of those. Yeah. My grandma, they decided, one of my uncles decided, because he was the favorite child, that he could take on that responsibility and she can come live with him, and that just did not go well. He's just wasn't you're just not equipped. Yeah. So, we'll see. I might have a house in Rockville Center in a year. I'm talking to a builder. So, yeah. So we're not going to have the construction loan. We're not going to manage the construction. We'd be entering in contract to purchase the house from him in a year when it's complete. It is fucking wild how Rockville Center works. There is like underground house sales that like aren't on MLS or Zillow. And they just like for example, the builder, my real estate agent got this builder's info from a different real estate agent. And the builder hasn't even officially closed on the house. And the house closing takes place on the 13th, allegedly, or the 12th. And it's still not listed anywhere. It's not listed on Zillow. It's not listed on MLS. But then the builders already had other people inquire, and other builders have tried to buy the property from him. And it's like, where? And then like every once in a while, my realtor might get some like underground house posting, and she'll just like send us photos and videos. And there's just like, and it's so weird. But I guess they just like RVC is yeah, weird. My. So we met with the builder last Friday, and he actually seemed like an honorable dude. He's fourth generation builder, and then midway through, he's like, "Just so you guys know, you know, obviously the current state." And he like couldn't look us in the eyes, but he's like, "Obviously, there's going to be other people inquiring." But basically, what he told us, and I hope he's honest, is he's like, "I'm gonna work with you guys as long as like all the timelines are quick." And he's like, I'm not gonna like entertain other offers, but he's like, but if I get like a crazy offer, I'm gonna take it. And we're like, we understand. Like, if you get a crazy offer, I'm like, yeah, like you get the house, man. Like you do you. But he seemed to be pretty nice about that. So we have a lawyer. He sent us our spec sheets. We're gonna meet with him on Friday. Hopefully enter contract soon. It is a little weird to buy a house like this because also like a lot of work, and then two, hopefully the mortgage rates are fine next year. Because I talked to our like pre-approval or our lender, and like we're like estimating for like 7%, just like higher than it is now. It's like a 6.6, I think. Even though a lot of people originally forecast will be lower by next year, we're just kind of like trying to hit. Forecast for 7, we could still afford it. We could still afford a little more. We'd still like it to be less. Yeah. But the good news is if the entire world collapses, won't be our problem, our biggest problem. So,
yeah.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
No, he's actually a really good builder. We saw one of his houses before, and we're like, this is beautiful. So when he came on the market, we're like, yes. So we do get a say. Yeah, it's kind of weird to have design choices now. But I also talked to my cousin who had a house built in Wantagh. I was like, do you have any tips or anything you should ask for? And he's like, just make sure you get a lot of stuff in writing, because his builder sucked. His builder didn't give, didn't include grass, didn't include toilets, didn't include shower doors, a bunch of other stuff. Also just said no to things. Like, he wanted like a pot filler and they're like, no. He's like, what? And then it's like a nice, it's a really nice house too. And he was just like, no. And he also, he's like building other houses too, and they've seen some of them, and they have all the stuff they wanted that he just told them no, and he's like, this is fucked up. And anything that wasn't included that he had to pay for, he had to pay for in cash. Like, I don't mean check, I mean like literal cash, green cash. Yeah, he was a dick. I think my cousin paid like $1 million for it, so it's like ridiculous. But whatever. This house is nice. The builder was actually good. He was just an asshole. All right, not good. He was talented at being a builder. He was morally bad. Yeah.
We all heard it. Mike, if you ever do an interview, do you start sweating and then you're like, no, it's not nerves. I'm just holding in jokes. I was about to double down, but I was like, I can't. Not on a recorded call. Yeah, we need buttons. Like, hold down the button and it just, like, censors it. Yeah. It's going to be at the tier of the Epstein files, where if you just highlight the text, you can see it. Yeah.
You could try, sure.
Let the record show, Tanner is relieved. I'll be like, let the record show. Tanner is doing gang signs. like a sci-fi setting, right? I think some of us are. Oh, these timelines are scary.
Okay. Wait, I just need to verify something. Okay. Do we have like uniforms? We don't have to wear uniforms, right? We're elite. Would you like to go next, Tanner, or do you want me to? My character, if you look over, is wait, sorry, and okay, I'm just generating a photo. He's a small, I believe, 4 foot, 3 foot, green skinned goblin. And he has black leather. It's a mix of like extremely tight and then other parts like cloaks that he has. It's multiple layers. And did I freeze for you guys? Okay, great. And then next to him, sitting next to him, is this massive laser rifle that it might be bigger than him. And he's just sitting there and he's like, "Hello, guys." And this is Lieutenant Forrell. Josh, you look confused. Did I send you a different character sheet? Okay. Okay, great. Lieutenant Forrell, where are you looking at? Yeah. And he has a and like one of those electronic scanner things. Got it. Lieutenant Forrell goes over to Bobby. They're always trying to kill us. Remember that. Never forget that. The only one you can count on is you. We came to this world alone, leaving this world alone.
Sounds good. Sounds good. So before we take off, you're gonna see Lieutenant pull out like this little computer thing, and there's a photo of like a little goblin, and he's just gonna say, "Just one more job. One more job, we're all set. I know I shouldn't have done it, but we just need a little money for her sickness." And he's gonna close it and get ready. Great, great. No, but my wife died in a freak accident, and I'm pretty sure the murderer got away with it. They said it was an accident, though. I know it was a murderer. Not that I'm aware of, but my daughter only has me as family, so if something happens to me, she'll go into orphanage. Thank you. Thank you. Nothing bad will happen, I know it. All right, guys. You have enemies up? He opens up his computer and he goes, "Too bad I know the cure to her sickness, but if I were to die now, I would forget it forever. So I have to make it and he gets ready to go. Dark boys. All right. We're ready. One more job. Loads his rifle. Is this door locked? Do you need me to shoot it?
I'm going to chamber and stick, I don't know how to pronounce that. Insignating bullet. I'm not activating it, but that's just the one that's loaded for me to activate. Impregnating bullet. Dark vision. He'll just put a hand on it. I can go last. I can go in the middle then and look over his shoulder. Can I stealth? Can I hide behind him because I'm small? I believe goblins are small. Great. Great. Yeah. Well, I hope to be far away from everything, but. Do you want me to roll anything, Josh?
18. It's bad. Gotcha. I should have brought grenades. We'll never get the cure for my daughter's disease. Right, let's go. And he's gonna do that like special forces thing where he's gonna be like holding the guy's back, but have his massive gun in the other hand. Yeah. Oh, you made my image a little smaller.
Yeah. Can two people or just me? Okay. Can I roll a stealth check or something? I got 29 for mine with the minus one. Yeah. Oh, good roll. Depending on when I see in the room, if I see hostiles or I'm scared, I'm gonna give a little space to the clanging band. Go a little stealthy. The old man died.
We can certainly try. Keep your eyes peeled on your sixes. I think we're not alone.
It is.
He catches it.
You guys are using them?
I thought we were going to have like this old man in the space cantina situation trying to read a menu.
They're just playing the Star Wars music.
Are AIs in this setting like hearts? Or
I can make a religion. Someone wants to make another check.
That's secret. Let me make it not. Okay.
Yeah.
I couldn't look my daughter in the eyes if I knowingly let a creature get tortured forever. Unleash it. And he cocks his gun and catches the bullet again and puts it back in.
What's the level base DC for 6? Is it 22? Should we reroll? It's your hero point, but. Okay. Oh no. Well, which way is the power? I can roll a perception. I got a 31 for my perception. I pull out my massive rifle and just start looking down the scope down the hallways to see if I can see any signs. Hell yeah! Hell yeah! Just quick question. Did when Lieutenant saw dust, did it seem like something was slithering in and out of this pool?
And as a separate question, is this the same liquid that the fucking people in Pyre are using? You don't have to answer that. Don't answer that. But anyway. To torture. Okay. But we'll still need something to seed it. You want me to shoot it? I'll cock my gun so I eject this bullet, but then I'm going to put in an elemental ammunition, electricity. Yeah. Okay. Reload. Yeah, buddy. Oh no 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 no. Yes. Reload. Where's the electricity one? Oh yeah. Yeah, all right. Should I just can I, like, sneak up on the puddle? Is it critic? All right. Cool. And does this have my boar attachment to it equipped? I don't know how to see. Okay. Great. Yeah. Great. No sneak attack. I'm not going to take the one shot, one kill. That feels weird though. That's a low roll. Just, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's not.
Makes sense. And Lieutenant's gonna cover reload, so I rolled another height check after I shot that. Then I'm gonna sneak away from where I shot it. That's good. Thank you. Let's go talk to this AI. Who's good at talking? Are any of us good at talking? I don't normally talk to people, I normally shoot them, so.
What's Bob's? I'm plus one.
I usually work alone. I don't work with people. So he doesn't have feet? I feel like I would know if he had feet because the feet would probably be like at my height.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Is there a map system so we can see if the observatory is to the left? And second, I'm going to keep my eyes locked on the entrance where we saw the dust disrupted.
Are we allowed to touch that, or does only your crew can touch that? Is there any? Can you make us crew? Do we go crew quarters or do we go left where the foe came from? Oh, is it? I thought left was the. Yeah. Oof. 16. Well, he didn't roll worse.
Is it possible to reach that without entering the slip or? I think we should go back to the observatory. I'm not getting that close, so I'm not rolling. I was gonna say it's Grimace. I think we gotta go to the observatory. That might have all the data. Where other place would you like to go? Unless you want to try to get past the sparking electrical panel. I'll cover you.
I like seeing Mike fight with himself. Let's do it.
So we gotta turn it somehow. All right, let's go try to get into this bridge.
I can open the lock, but it's going to be a little loud. I'm going to shoot it. I unload my insignating round, and I put a regular round, and then I shoot it. Last lock. That's my first feat. I wanted to shoot out. I'm going to focus. I'm going to make an attack roll. All right. Lieutenant and attack. Arcobus. Oh, wait. Let me unload my insignating.
Strike. Okay. I'm gonna snipe around.
All right. There you go. Sounds good. If you can't, I will make an athletics check. Can I grab the other part of the door? Can I grab the other part of the door?
Also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a small goblin, but he's a strong goblin. It's because his gun is so powerful. He has to handle the kickback. That's literally why I have a plus four. Always. 22.
Is there a way to turn this station around? Hi, JK. Is piloting a dex or
well I don't know about all that scientific mumbo jumbo, but I can fly us out of anything. I was able to make a trip in under 14 parsecs. Yes, Lily. Time's running out.
Can I also roll a religion? Or no? No. All right.
I look over at him and I go, from the mud to the stars, we're out of here. For Lily!
All right, so the bridge is going to be in the real world.
And then I guess the observatory? Or we could do the engines, and then we can use it to pull out. I think we should do the mad dash, but what do you think?
I think we can. I think we back out. We got two rounds to get us out of here. Pilot us out. Wait, sorry. So if we were to put the bridge in there, we wouldn't be able to, from the bridge, pilot it out. We'd have to, from the bridge, try to run out. Okay. I thought we'd still be able to pilot it.
I don't know, guys. I might have to sacrifice myself.
I make a hard drive and I pass it to the guardian. I go,
if I don't make it out of here, bring this encrypted hard drive to the medical ward in Sector 4. Tell the medkit it's for Lily.
All right. No, my wife's killed. She was killed by a mysterious murderer. And it was ruled an accident. Yeah. All right, I reveal the observatory. Yeah, yeah. And right before I pilot, I pull out a photo of my family and I kiss it. For you guys. And then I turn.
Yep.
Let's go.
Oh no, the thing came out.
Damn. Ozzy's the foundation of this team.
Yes, because you're the only one not in the city.
Yeah.
Where the internet's stable. Tanner's really sensitive about Montani's internet plans. If there's one thing he has good, it's the plan. I remember when libertarians were running in 2016, and their whole thing was like, we should... I forget what they wanted to do to the internet, but they're like, we're going to make it like all fair. But, like, they're basically going to remove the conditions where, like, I forget what condition they wanted to remove from the internet, but just basically make it so the biggest companies were just going to buy everything. I forget what it was. And I was like, this is actually the opposite of a libertarian policy, because it's going to cause a super...
I wonder what that was.
Whatever. Libertarians are crazy, man. I love watching their debates. They're like, we shouldn't have any driver's license. You shouldn't need a license to drive a car. I'll talk for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Josh. You guys want to switch to Google Meets? All right, what would you guys like to do? It's sad that our characters can just reboot because it kind of took all the wind out of my sails of the sacrifice play, but
yeah.
I chugged a potion when I heard scuttles. And if you don't allow me, I'll just use that as my first action. The potion lasts 10 minutes. I fear doing that and then activating a bullet might be too much, so I'll just take the potion. Hello. It's fine. Go. Nope. Nice. Early religion check? Oh.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to
where were we? Can we see them from here? Or would we, can we see the whole room from here?
All right. I'm going to what is it? I'm going to move over to, what's the distance here? Wait, I just need to get the ruler out.
How did you get the ruler? Measurement tools? Token. Yeah, okay. That's great. Okay, so I'm going to come over here. Then I'm going to cover reload. I'm going to reload with... oh, wait, I already had the exsanguinating, so I'm just going to have that inside, and then I'm going to activate it.
Oh, he's one of them. He's one of them.
You can get closer or further. Now I can. I can't do. Oh, we were hearing music. We can do without music, though. Right. We are talking. Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. All right. Yeah. I will never forget Tanner's character, the elf blade singer that spent like four rounds just doing stuff.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, a Hauka. That's funny that you asked because I can do stealth regardless. Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. Oh no. That is really scary. Things that slow. Did you say that there's something else coming out of the hallway, or is this the thing? Okay. Well, it's a good thing there's a massive white box blocking them in. So the lieutenant, with his glowing gun, is going to say, "Tell me, monster, do you bleed?" And he's going to shoot at him.
Wait a second. Let me... I have to do some stuff. Yes. Yes. Sniper's aim.
Why is that... Why is my weapon potency not activated? In my little menu to click on it, it says weapon potency plus one, and then it's off. Oh, because Silver Mutagen, I guess, disables... Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Is there a way I can turn on my sneak attack and one... That's, I guess, for damage, so... Okay.
Sorry, guys.
Oh, wait, no, I can. Okay. I presume. All right, there we go.
Yeah, I think.
Okay. I'm going to mythic it. Fuck it.
Real mythic. Yes. All right, critical damage. Money, no whammies. Fatal D12 over sniper's precision. One shot, one kill, sneak attack. Large bore. And this should have, yes.
All right. And it's under the effects of the ammunition.
And it's crushed.
Mm-hmm. So it's bleeding. And has a weakness one to bleed. Yes. It's concussive. So it can do bludgeoning or piercing. Yes. Then I will...
of a reload with my other action. This is just gonna be a regular bullet. And no, actually, I'm gonna drop that, and I'm gonna reload a. I'll do acid.
Yeah, and that's my turn. I'm not going to shoot because I'm going to activate it next round. Good. No, he's actually bleeding. So... it bleeds more freely for 1 minute. When you deal damage to a creature with an activated round, that creature gains the weakness. Okay. Okay. Well, never mind. This was a stupid thing. I have no way of activating bleed. He doesn't know where I am. You're gonna have to hit one of those manas. I had a bunch of lines queued up about I'll work alone with you guys are rookies, but then one of them is just objectively old and not a rookie, and then the other one first thing was just like, you pulled me out of the mud, I got you, boss. So I just used like 50%.
Yes.
Who should we focus, guys? Should we? I can go for the spellcaster if you guys want to focus on these things, or I can help. All right. All right, great. I'm actually not going to activate my bullet just because of action economy. So if it has an effect, should I just unload it? I think I need to do another activation after loading it, right? Or for elemental ammunition, I think I might need to. Okay. All right, so I'll strike with it. Strike. Sniper's aim. So what happens is Lieutenant Forrell is actually like the wall, and then he's like his eyepiece lights up and he goes, "Alpha formation. Ah, clever trick." And then comes out, loads his gun, and shoots it right under Bob's body. Well, now there is no body, but... and then he'll roll damage, yeah. Large bore, elemental ammunition. Cool. Sneak attack. No one shot, one kill. Much better. And Lieutenant Forrell is going to chuckle and go, "You think you're going to stop me from seeing my own daughter?" And he's going to cover reload. So I'll make a stealth check. Stealth. Where is the stealth on here? Okay. Yeah. 28. Am I hidden from the slip weird? Okay. And I'm just going to make another attack. I know this is going to be with map. Yeah. Let's unload it. Let's reload with the... Okay. That makes sense. I'll load in acid. And then, where is the... Sorry, let me see. Did I have that? Sneak attack. And then I will now strike. Sorry. It's weird. Strike. Upper aim. Cool. Oh, wait. I don't know if I added the map. I did not add the map. Great. That's my turn. I'm going to stay with my rifle mounted because I have no actions to move and chuckle and go, "They thought they could mess with our team."
Yeah, that's the end of my turn.
Ha ha ha. It's a good thing they don't have that ammunition. I remember Lev got the like the fear of God thing, which you could mark someone and then just unlimited to just keep stacking it. Is that the one that took the mental damage? Or is that two? Percent. Yeah.
But he also does look pretty happy with himself.
Sorry, so one took the mental damage, two got demoralized or failed to get demoralized. Gotcha. I just straight up forgot to put armor on my character. I had the gold, I just forgot.
All right, I'm going to cover reload.
And I'll make this steel track.
Protect. As a, yeah, I hide, load in on the other arquebus, come back up, and I'm going to make a shot on two, I guess. That makes most sense. And I will fire. I will do sniper aim, no one shot. Strike. Oh, no ammunition assigned. Oh, it's empty. Okay. This one has to be. I got one more acid. So I will strike.
Yeah.
And as I come out, like at my hiding spot, I go. He chose to strike him in front of his own team. Rookie mistake. And then aim for a shot. Yeah, I think I don't have the actions to reload and shoot, so I'm just going to hide reload.
Yeah.
If I would have taken the quick draw, I could have pulled out my hand cannon. Ah!
Lucky mistake seeing me. He thinks he's going to give him an edge.
All right. It can try running. Yeah, but it can try to run more than 150 feet from me. Ken, Ozzy, do you have good medicine? No, I know Arctos was able to just do a first aid check to cure people, but I don't know. Oh man, Scrazzy's doing one too. Scrazzy, are you able to?
Lieutenant chuckles. They are not prepared for our beta formation.
There should be a roll button next to the right of it. Yeah. I didn't take the... There's a gunslinger feat that you can stabilize with the hot end barrel of the gun. I just didn't take it. Can I make it worse if I critically fail? I will not do anything. You've been a mythic this entire time? I should have shot you with the blood sensitive one to make the adrenaline go. To the observatory. What's Benny's two hit? Like, that's fine. We don't need to stock this.
I can make the religion.
I got 26 for my religion. An old man got a 26 on his occult. We can all agree the entity is tech, right? Okay.
We live in a society.
Well, you have a much better modifier than I do for society.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, that's so close to our timeline. Oh, and when did the promotion happen for the hardworking Thessian? Honestly, he might have ate some of us. He might have scavenged. Yeah. Interesting, interesting. Well, should we try to get the ship out or just leave it here? We can just call back up and so just see him. And... Sounds good. Lily's gonna live.
No. I had the cure on me.
Yeah.
No. This was in case I died. The cure when I made it back.
Yeah.
Lily's gonna be fine, but I still have to find my wife's murderer. No, I had to rewrite that part. It wasn't consistent.
Well, instead, he had to be an anime character.
Oh, Alpha Formation.
I took damage from my own mutagen.
Yeah.
Goblins also have the feet very sneaky. And I had a deck of cards in case someone jumped on me, I would have thrown them and then hid.
Yeah.
Fully loaded out, I can get a plus 20, but that's with the mutagen and then sniper aim. And why not? Not, I think it's level 7.
Yeah.
I was just taking a different rune then. But here's. Yes. Good job, team. You should be.
Yeah, we're just librarians, and we're just reading books.
Yeah, you should speak with the creator of the cinematic universe.
Is Zug around?
Hell yeah.
Is Lev around? Yes.
Or vampires.
Basically the same thing. No, and is not immortal. She did not get a... Yeah. I remember that. Oh, would we have been able to do stuff to stop it? Okay. And Citadel's outside of all of this, right? Yeah, this was fun. Thank you.
See ya.